Pump and Dump. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host, Notcoin, formerly known as Toncoin, but now Notcoin on the Ton ecosystem, the open network ecosystem. Notcoin launched very most recently to a lot of fanfare, aka hype and shill, across social media. People had their eyes on this one. Airdrops dropped like nuts to people. A major bag sent to Pavel Durov, who's on Telescam side. This is backed around a game, and the game is a tap-to-win type of game. You tap, I haven't seen this, I don't do Telescam, but allegedly you tap and you can mine these coins, and this was available prior to the launch, and then there were some other airdrops prior to the launch, and then the theory was that people were going to hold on to these tokens because Pavel Durov was involved, and because of the anticipated launch, and all sorts of people telling everybody else that because it only had 100 billion not tokens or coins at this point available to it, that this was going to go to the moon, And for a very brief second as it launched, it did go a little bit close to the moon, hitting a penny, and then immediately dumped right back down. Billions and billions of dollars of dump pressure selling out as people dumped all these airdropped tokens, coins, that were sent to them. This was not unexpected, but I do think that the sentiment has been harmed by what they see. Now, I have to call some people out. If you expected this thing was going to keep on going up, I don't know. I got a bridge to sell you because it was obvious this was going to happen. It happened to WorldCoin. It happened to Seifu. It happens to all of them. It happens to everyone that does airdrops before they issue the tokens. And it damn sure happens when tokens get listed on Binance, because it seems like Binance is the vast majority of dumps that never recover, to the point I actually hope that Bone never gets on Binance myself, because I know that's what's going to happen to that business over here. Binance is the worst thing to happen. The only reason certain people celebrate a Binance listing is because they're buying in prior to it launching and they get it all the way up to the peak, and then they dump on you like a bad boy and take that money and they're off to the next project because people are no longer loyal. These hoes are no longer loyal. This is what happened to Notcoin. People simply dumped off tokens they were given. Is it going to recover? I can't say for sure. I'm not following it. I will tell you, it's down. It's down bad, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're watching it from a distance like me, you're looking at like, well, what's the damn hype? The hype is around the game. The theory was that the game was going to do something, and then having its own blockchain, and then the whole tie-in with Telescam, and of course, Telescam is for cryptocurrencies, for the kids to say the word Jeet, say the word Keck, and then Pavel Durov. People just assumed that they could tie it all up in a bow, but they forgot exactly what happened when the SHIB team gave a bunch of tokens to the idiot Vitalik, right? And he did the half. That's what this essentially was. They were hoping, okay, he's going to, you know, give half the tokens to charity or some other stuff that's going to benefit the project. And who knows? Maybe he was one of the people that dumped. I can't say he was. He didn't seem like he was money greedy. He lives a simple life. I don't know. I'm not saying he did. I'm saying that whoever it was that got airdrop tokens contributed to the major pump and dump that we saw on the Notcoin graph. And if you were in that project hoping it was going to go to the moon, I'm sorry for your losses, although it's possible it may recover. It's possible it may be a thing in the future. So I'm not trying to kill your momentum or spirit. I will tell you, this is a lesson that you should accept. If you're not a gambler trying to roll the dice on it and you expected that this was done in good faith, I'm telling you to take this as a learning opportunity. You should learn from this experience that it not all things are what they seem. And when you're listening to shillers telling you to get into this as the next thing since sliced bread, this is what's likely to happen. And I don't want to see you get your tokens took. I don't want to see your money get lost over these random pump and dump projects that come around. Again, I'll repeat it because some may not listen. I'm not saying that this will never recover. I'm saying that for now, today, at the moment, it's a pump and dump. And if you were shilled into it by some shiller, you gambled, and it's fine. You might still win long-term. You got to have the patience of Job. I would recommend you not sell. This is a recommendation, because if you sell at the loss, you're making it worse on yourself instead of better, because it may turn into something long-term. It may have some run-ups. We're kind of in a little holding pattern in cryptocurrency, although all the rest of the ones seem to be recovering from the brief dips that we had before. We might go a little higher, might run again, who knows? Because it's its own blockchain, nobody knows what's going to happen in the future of this business. But for right now, today, you got your money took by people who lied to you. They shilled you into the thing. You fell for the hype and the FOMO. You rolled the dice, and it did not, you know, the house wins, because the house wins every time. Who knows what the future holds for this Notcoin? Right now, it's not looking very good.